I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our pleasure to welcome in, as we've been giving you all the games this evening. On that Saturday, one of the key games will be defending national champion Las Vegas Bishop Gorman, undefeated at 12-0, perennial state champions against a four-time defending state champion, one of the best in the country, St. Thomas Aquinas. We've watched them for years and years and years, and it's a pleasure to have head coach Roger Harringer with us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know there's a busy schedule for you. You got flag football, you got a bunch of things. I know that your off-season weight room is as good as any, and I know things like this never get old. You have an opportunity 2 years ago to play St. Joe's of Pennsylvania, one of the better teams in the country. Obviously, they took IMG right down to the wire last year. And then last year, a really thrilling game, obviously, with Bosco, who ended up being one of the top teams. But what it did is it made you guys focus on what you had to do, and then you learned from it. Talk about the opportunity of playing a national showcase like this.
Well, first of all, Larry, thanks for having me on. I appreciate what you and Coach Perry are doing for our community, and putting this showcase together is just, you know, extraordinary. And the supporting staff that makes it happen, it's something that we all are extremely grateful for as we continue to progress and move forward and help our young men realize their benefit, not only in our community, but the country. But the off season is going really well. You know, every single year we have an opportunity to establish another personality. A lot of people don't realize that. It may be a similar culture, and everybody's, you know, working to win a championship, but it's really important for us to focus on the little things with regards to their spiritual and philosophical development. And that helps them become better people, which in turn allows them to execute as players and, you know, create memorable moments for them and their family members and teammates. And I think as we focus, we want to make sure that we keep that priority in mind as we progress and we create another identity for this next season of life. So never gets old for me. I'm grateful that God has put me in a situation here to impact these young lives in a positive way, because it validates me and allows me to continue to grow and you know, through my spiritual maturation process. But the off season's going really well. The showcase is a tremendous exposure opportunity for these players, but it's just a it's a healthy endeavor to, endeavor for our community in general. I mean, you know, to have Broward County take on the country, you know, just speaks volumes to who we are here and the lifestyle that we live with regards to athletics, but more importantly, the people that are invested in these young lives.
Right.
You know, from a holistic standpoint, it goes way beyond the football field, basketball court, the track. It just, you know, it's a part of our lifestyle, you know, here in South Florida. So, you know, we're thankful that we have another great opportunity to take on, you know, Bishop Gorman. They have an extraordinary program, and we're looking forward to, you know, the matchup.
Yeah, no doubt. And the one thing, and I know Coach Perry will say, is obviously winning on that football field is great, but what happens at the end of the year when your kids graduate and you have an opportunity to sit there in the auditorium and watch them sign on the dotted line, and even if the kids aren't going on to play football, an opportunity to get an education mm-hmm. and benefit from what they were taught through the four-year process mm-hmm. at St. Thomas. Talk about that, because that's probably the most rewarding and most fulfilling part of the job.
It is for me. You know, the season within itself is a great, you know, training ground to help them establish their platform. I often tell people that you know, the special secret or sauce at St. Thomas isn't necessarily talent. It's more so in our parental focus on their development and utilizing, you know, their ability to establish a platform to help them, you know, move on to the next chapter of their life, which is, you know, college. So for me personally, allowing them an opportunity to develop and cultivate, you know, their skill that, you know, obviously is a great pastime here in the United States.
Right.
And so we're able to get it, you know, take an opportunity for them to not only develop, you know, and continue their education, but it helps them become champions, you know, well beyond the football field. And we have a great, you know, component within this community to share with their parents and work together with their, you know, their academic support and help each player move on. And it's, you know, I love the fact that, you know, there's a number of coaches that we're able to collaborate with each other, and that's starting to build. So it's nice for coaches at the end of the year to share, you know, within the experience and help each other, you know, get our kids onto the next level, because ever since COVID and the backlog, things have been extremely challenging. And then, shortly after that, the portal transfer became an issue for high schoolers. So there are a few coaches out there who are doing it for the right reasons, and we rally together and we try to help each other get these kids onto the next level, because even though we're competitors on the field, at the end of the day, we're truly colleagues. We're community colleagues,
right.
And that's the way it really should be when it's time to get these players over into college and onto the next phase of their life.
Nice. Kevin, you know.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that really stands out is Coach Harry, you and I, we met 15 years ago. I actually leave for 6 years to go to Michigan. I come back, and it was like you never forgot who I was. And everything that you do for these kids and everything that you stand for, just any coach, any adult admires what you do for these kids. When I come across other kids, it's all they talk about is what Coach Harriet did for me, what he instilled, that leadership role. So, like, you talk about community all the time and faith and family and football. That echoes throughout your entire program. And that's why you're so strong, and you built one of the top teams in the entire country year in, year out. One of the top high schools, got the most kids in the NFL right now. What does that really mean when I know you don't like to toot your own horn, but when you know that those things about you and you have somebody like me, it's going to bring it up. How does it really make you feel knowing what type of program you've established in South Florida?
I'm grateful to serve. Coach, I really am. I look at this as a ministry. It is really not work to me. People, coaches, college and NFL coaches come into our office on a yearly basis, and they ask me, you know, how much longer are you going to do this? And I don't have any plans in retiring. I love this vocation. I appreciate, you know, being able to collaborate with you guys and giving these young men opportunities that we didn't have. It's just extremely validating and gratifying at the end of the day. I know it may sound cliche, but it's the truth. It helps me become a better person. It really allows me to put things into perspective with as a husband and a father, and ensure that these young men understand the value of love and support and what it really takes to live a productive life, because especially, you know, now with the advancements of technology and social media, it's not as easy as people think. That these young men and women have a tremendous amount of distractions being thrown at them, and their interpersonal skills and their ability to, you know, conceptualize right from wrong has been severely, you know, convoluted. So it's our job to make sure that we're guiding them the right way. Although they seem they seem sophisticated, but they're still children and they need guidance. So
right.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to help them, you know, move on into college and become a professional in some aspect of their life. But I try to help them realize that, you know, don't get so consumed with the things that you do. You may be playing football and a tremendous amount of your time and effort and energy goes into that, but you're not a football player. Football is just something you do. It's not necessarily who you are. You know, I truly believe that we're all here for a reason, and God created us with these special gifts, and we need to make sure from an interdependent standpoint we collaborate with one another and, you know, become extraordinary human beings, you know, great husbands, fathers, right. Community leaders. You know, being a doctor or a lawyer or a media specialist or journalist is just what you do.
Yeah.
It's not really who you are. What you are is a human being. That's a tremendous miracle in this world.
Nice.
And we become enamored by so many different things that surround us, like, you know, airplanes or electricity and all these things that we may have trouble conceptualizing, but there's no greater miracle on this earth than human beings. We're the greatest resource, and we just got to figure out strategic ways to improve relationships with each other. And you could truly make this world a better place. I don't know, it sounds like Martin Luther King speech,
no.
But it's the truth. And that's what we're focused on in St. Thomas. Yeah. We're not really focused on the football aspect of it. We really focused on their holistic development, and we're fortunate to be in a situation to utilize football to help them grow and progress, because we have their undivided attention, and
sure,
we enjoy the game.
All sports.
Yeah, all sports.
Congratulations on your girls.
Thank you.
Winning another basketball. Yeah. Roger Harriott is the head coach at St. Thomas Aquinas, very successful, four-time defending state champions, will be in action on that Saturday, the 24th of August, and the Broward County Showcase will be playing Las Vegas. Bishop Gorman.
Is that when we're playing? They didn't tell us.
They didn't tell us. They didn't tell us. The
no, still waiting.
Okay. Great. Well, either a Friday or Saturday, but you'll be playing. And Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I appreciate it. And Coach Roger Harriott, and we thank him as being a part. One of the other teams that's going to be taking place in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.